Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. In each episode, we take a deeper look at transformative shifts shaping global ecosystems, from industry megatrends and technology innovation to evolving customer expectations. Today, we're exploring ways to future-proof AI strategy, building tech readiness, maturity, and scale with lucrative growth opportunities in AI technologies and platforms, unpacking where the next wave of opportunity is unfolding and what it means for future-ready businesses.
Let's start with a familiar story. AI budgets were approved, pilots were launched, dashboards were built, and yet, when the quarter closed, revenue didn't come through, costs didn't dramatically shrink, and productivity gains were marginal. Why? Because most organizations didn't have an AI problem. They had an integration problem. AI sat in pockets, it answered questions, it automated fragments, but it didn't orchestrate workflows across finance, operations, customer experience, and supply chains. It didn't coordinate decisions across systems. It didn't anticipate what should happen next. And here's the major change. Today, instant responses, predictive analytics, and intelligent automation are no longer differentiators. They're table stakes. But the next wave of AI success won't be about adding more models. It will be about embedding intelligence deeply enough that it reshapes how work actually gets done. So here's the real question. Are your AI tools supercharging workflows or just generating insights that no one operationalizes?
This transformation isn't being driven by one breakthrough model or one faster chip. It's being driven by different factors. One, customer pressure. Buyers expect always-on, conversational, hyper-personalized engagement. And delivering that consistently across channels without AI embedded across front and back office systems is nearly impossible. Two, data pressure. Sensors, devices, applications, and networks generate volumes of data that humans cannot manually interpret. Enterprises don't want dashboards anymore. They want systems that can reason over data, connect signals, predict outcomes, and trigger actions autonomously. Three, technology democratization. Low-code platforms, APIs, and copilots are putting AI into the hands of non-technical users. AI is no longer optional or niche, it's becoming foundational infrastructure. Taken together, these forces are taking AI from a tool into a capability layer across the enterprise. So ask yourself, do you have a structured framework to convert AI potential into measurable operational impact, or are you still experimenting at the edges?
If AI is going to operate everywhere, readiness matters more than ambition. There are some enabling technologies that determine whether AI scales or stalls. One, compute and infrastructure. Hybrid and multi-cloud environments provide flexibility, balancing scalability, cost control, and data sovereignty. Two, unified data platforms. AI systems are only as good as the data lifecycle behind them. Integration, governance, and consolidation across lakes and warehouses are foundational. Three, connectivity and edge intelligence. High bandwidth, low latency networks ensure intelligence isn't bottlenecked. In many use cases, decisions must happen close to where data is generated. Four, algorithms and foundational models. Large language models, small language models, and large reasoning models each serve different purposes. Choosing appropriately affects cost, latency, and reliability. Five, machine learning operations, MLOps. Without automated deployment, monitoring, versioning, and retraining, AI degrades quickly. Ops ensures models stay relevant and trustworthy. These aren't optional layers. They're prerequisites for durable AI performance.
Here's where reality sets in. Over 73% of organizations still lack a mature, enterprise-wide AI strategy. Only 12% report ubiquitous data readiness. Just 21% have reached enterprise-level maturity in regulatory compliance and policy alignment. And only 23% have implemented AI ubiquitously across business functions. That's not just a technology gap, that's an AI readiness gap. Frost & Sullivan's four-step AI maturity framework highlights what separates experimentation from scale. One, strategy and roadmap articulation. Clear goals owned jointly by business and technology leaders. Two, data readiness. Integrated, prepared data pipelines supporting machine learning. Three, regulatory and policy alignment. Governance frameworks ensuring trust and compliance. Four, technology implementation. Deployment across multiple functions, not isolated silos. Most organizations are stuck in step one or two, which leads to a defining question. Where exactly does your organization sit on the AI maturity curve? and what is preventing progression to the next level.
Earlier waves of AI helped organizations analyze and predict. Agentic AI is different. It acts. Software that can decide, execute tasks, collaborate with other agents, and adapt in real time introduces enormous opportunity, but also new risks. These best practices are emerging as critical. 1. Task-specific agents. Purpose-built, deterministic agents are easier to govern and more cost-effective than generalist do-everything systems. 2. Multi-agent collaboration. Orchestrated agents can divide responsibilities, back each other up, and complete entire workflows like onboarding or compliance checks autonomously. 3. Agent as a service. Managed services reduce orchestration complexity and shorten time to value. 4. Outcome-based pricing. Charging per workflow completed or ticket resolved aligns incentives and makes ROI transparent. As AI moves from generating content to executing processes, governance, accountability, and control become competitive differentiators. So ask yourself, which AI capabilities should you build internally, and which should you consume as managed services to accelerate scale without increasing risk?
Not every decision can wait for the cloud, and not every data stream can travel. Edge AI flips the traditional model. Instead of sending data upward for centralized reasoning, intelligence happens locally, but the edge is constrained. Limited compute, limited power, and strict latency requirements. That changes best practices entirely. 1. Design for constraints. Small language models often outperform larger models in edge environments due to efficiency. 2. Compress the value chain. Running inference locally eliminates cloud round trips and reduces bandwidth costs, but requires tight coordination between hardware providers, software vendors, and integrators. 3. Prioritize determinism and safety. In automotive and industrial settings, predictable latency and domain-specific accelerators outperform general-purpose compute. 4. Managing thousands of distributed endpoints requires new governance models, monitoring frameworks, and lifecycle management capabilities. And this brings us to a closing reflection. Are your operating teams prepared to manage, update, and govern AI models across a distributed, edge-driven enterprise?
That's all for today. Thanks for joining us on Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For access to our research, competitive benchmarking, and best practice frameworks, head over to frost.com or email hello@frost.com. We'll be back soon with more to help you stay clear-headed and growth-ready.